Well, of course, we are also following the news today that Thomas Eric Duncan, the Ebola patient in Dallas, has died. But we're also following a new study from the CDC today that finds Americans are living longer than ever before. The average life expectancy for a child born in 2012 is 78 years, 9.5 months. Joining us now is Dr. Robert Anderson, chief of the Mortality Statistics Branch at the CDC. And Dr. Anderson, your study shows that a female born in 2012 is expected to live for 81.2 years, males 76.4 years. How does that compare to previous years of this study?
Well, you know, if you look at the trend in life expectancy has been rising quite steadily over the years. If you go back to 1900 or so, life expectancy overall was about 46 years or so. And you can see we've come quite a long ways since then.
What does it say are the leading causes of death?
Well, the leading cause of death in 2012 is heart disease, and that's been true for a very long time. But you do see sort of a convergence between heart disease and cancer. Both are declining, but the numbers of deaths for heart disease are dropping fairly rapidly, and we expect a crossover at some point in time.
Well, that could be surprising to some people because, of course, we've seen obesity rates in this country on the rise. Why would the deaths because of heart disease be dropping? Is that just simply medical care getting better?
Heart disease is dropping for various reasons, and you know one of those reasons is that smoking rates have dropped quite substantially over time, and smoking is a major risk for coronary artery disease. You know, I think we are getting better at preventing coronary heart disease. I think we're also getting better at treating it, and so that decline is probably a combination of both prevention and treatment getting better.
Well, if you look at this from the other side, what is causing people to live longer? Is it that? Is it that smoking rates are down? Is it that treatment is getting better?
Well, I think that those are the major factors. I think we're getting better at preventing certain diseases, particularly the major diseases, heart disease and cancer, and we're getting better at treating them and preventing people from dying and extending life.
The report does show another interesting fact, a sad fact in this country, and that is that there's been an increase in suicide among Americans, 12.6 suicides per 100,000 Americans. How does that compare to previous years, and what does it tell you?
Well, the suicide rate in 2012 is the highest it's been since 1987, when the rate was 12.8 per 100,000, and it peaked out in the mid 80s in 1986 at 13, and you saw sort of a gradual decline in suicide rates until about the year 2000, at which point then that trend reversed, and we've been seeing a fairly steady increase since then.
And what do you think is the reason for that?
Well, it's really hard to say. There have been some studies that suggest that this is influenced by the economy. That said, you know, this rise since 2000, you know, occurs across good economic times and bad economic times.
Right.
So it's unclear as to whether that's a major factor or not. I don't think we really know why this is occurring, only that it is occurring and that we need to be concerned.
What are we supposed to do with this information? When you look at all of this and the fact that we're living longer and some of the leading causes of death and some of the reasons that things are going well in certain areas, what are we supposed to do with this information?
Well, one of the nice things about mortality data is it not only gives you information on a wide variety of diseases and conditions, you know, you also have the advantage of being able to drill down to, you know, the state and local areas as well. You know, when we get information like this, it's used for various purposes. It can be used to develop programs. So if we know that heart disease is a problem, then we can develop interventions and prevention activities designed to bring it down. So, you know, really it's, these data are used to, produce policy and program and then also used to track progress.
As you look forward, would you expect that in 20 or 30 years, if you were to do a study like this, we'd see people living beyond 100 years of age on average?
Well, that's a difficult thing to predict. You know, there are those in the field that suggest that there's an upper limit to life expectancy and that we'll never get beyond a certain point. And then there are those who don't believe that, that believe that they're, you know, that, you know, it's wide open, and yeah, maybe we could have life expectancy over 100 years.
And where do you come down on that?
Well, I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings about it, and I try not to get in the middle of the debate, actually. I don't see any reason why life expectancy couldn't continue to increase. I think, you know, we'll get better at medical interventions. We'll get better at preventing disease, I think. You know, the rise in obesity is obviously of concern and may attenuate any, you know, progress that we might make otherwise. But it's hard to say. I kind of doubt that we would get over 100 years in 20 or 30 years, but, you know, who knows? You know, maybe we will. I think that would be great if we could do that. And we could improve, you know, the quality of life as well.
Robert Anderson, chief of the Mortality Statistics Branch of the CDC, and we will link you to their study at our website, hereandnow.org. Robert, thank you.
All right. Thank you.